Got no time to pack my bags.
Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey,
are you okay? Jeez.
No, I was leaning over to clean up Yorkie pee and my back snapped.
Oh my.
Oh my God, I don't know what that's about.
Yorkie pee? Is your dog just pee everywhere or what?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, it's lovely. Sharon!
You ever watch, okay, that's what I was going to say. You ever watch that show? Did you see how his dogs act? Okay,
yeah.
That's exactly how this freaking dog acts. Okay.
The dog poop everywhere, pee everywhere.
Yeah, pee, poop, bites people, it's mean.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good dog.
Yeah, all good times.
Good dog to have there, man.
Yeah, everyone hates him.
Except for you, apparently, because you're cleaning up his pee.
Well, it was a $500 dog. I mean, you just don't throw away a $500 dog.
Did you pay $500 for a dog?
$500? No, my wife did.
Oh, my God. You guys.
The dog she had to have.
My wife said, you know, you can get dogs for free at the pound, you know.
You know what? I agree with you. I would never do this personally, but it was something
what is
she
it?
Thought was trendy. I don't know what it was.
Trendy. Did she carry the dog around or something? Or?
I never again. Never again. The words never again.
Yeah.
Never again.
Well, I'm all for getting the, you know, the unwanted dogs, but...
Yeah, well...
I would think that you would be, too, considering your...
I was told how great they were, and they're awesome, and they're real, you know, this and that.
Now, when I was younger, we had a Yorkie, my parents' house. Yeah, that's the one that froze to death.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know the one you like to tease me about, that my mom killed my dog?
Yeah, you know, I could send this one down to your mom. She's willing to, you know, come up with $500.
Yeah, I think that's not going to happen. There's not. My mom would not. We didn't pay $500 for that dog. I think we got a deal on it or something.
Okay, I'm going to make it. Okay, I don't usually do this. I'll go down $450.
Oh, no way.
Stop your mom right now.
No, there's no way she would pay $400
please,
for a dog.
Please,
no way.
Please. I beg you.
She would not. I don't
people
think we
want to
paid,
kill this dog.
I don't think we paid $50 for our Yorkie that we had all those years ago, so.
Just, I'm telling you, well, the prices have gone up on them, okay? They're rare now.
Oh, are they? Well, because they freeze to death, apparently, and you love to make fun of that.
Yeah, they will.
In the wintertime, when you let them out and they don't come back.
Come back, Shep.
They freeze to death.
Bob's mom ran calling wildfire.
Well, I tell you what, I'll make you a deal.
Oh, here it comes.
I'll talk my mom into dog sitting for you this summer for only $150.
No, come on.
Because then you know what happens, right?
Oh,
yeah, no dog. That's
my wife. Yeah, she's such an excellent.
She's a, you know, the.
Yeah.
She's like the hitman for Yorkies or something.
Yeah, right? I know. She's the death angel.
Yeah,
of Yorkies,
she's.
Yeah.
She's the professional. You ever see that movie with Jean Reno?
Nah, I know what you're talking about. I did not see it, but
it's such a good movie. It has the Jean Reno and it has Gary Oldman as this crazy cop, crazy out of his mind.
Yeah.
And then it's got a very young what's her name?
Halle Berry?
No, not Halle Berry.
Bea Arthur?
Not B. Arthur. Young B. Arthur. No. Jeez. There's no young B. Arthur. There's none.
Rue McClanahan?
No, you're blowing my memory here. She was Queen Amidala. Natalie Portman, thank you.
Yes. That was funnier than making me guess.
And it has Luis Guzman, who's one of my favorite, but he's
a little short.
Yeah, it's a little short looking. Yeah, the little short Mexican guy is hilarious. Yes. He's the best. I'll watch any movie. I will tell you, I will watch any movie with midgets.
Yeah.
And Luis Guzman. Any movie. If he's in it, I want to watch it.
And the best
Classic. Under the Rainbow?
Yeah, Under the Rainbow. What's that?
Would you watch best that?
Oh, yes, just true. It's Stellan Skarsgård, who is the best actor in the world. That's true.
Yeah.
Stellan Skarsgård. Anything he's in as well. That's true. I even watched Mamma Mia, for Christ's sake. He's in that. Because the only reason I watched it is because he was in it. That's how dedicated I am.
Is that the only reason why you watched it?
I like ABBA, but that's a whole
Mamma Mia!
Although ABBA makes me cry because my mom loves ABBA, and she would listen to it, and then she killed my dog, so.
Dancing Queen!
That's right. So, yes, any of those criteria, I would watch that movie.
That dog did not live to 17.
That's right. So if you want to hire the professional Yorkie hit woman,
yeah,
I will hook you up.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on in the background there.
That is a private conversation. I'm on a landline. She's on a cell phone. And
she got the gold mine. You got the shaft. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that. Yes. Something so, like that.
Yeah. So I don't know, but yeah, I saw my mom this weekend. You know, I didn't mention the dog thing. I'm glad we didn't do this before I saw her, because then I'd be real mad at her. But bubbling up all the bad vibes there.
I'm going to call you by your real name, Beatrice. You're not mom anymore.
That's right. Well, that dog almost died once. He got run over by a Jeep. I told you this story.
I think so.
He basically got spun out by a Jeep, and I took him in. And boy, was she mad, because the vet bill was so expensive. She was so angry with me for saving the dog. My neighbor that I went to high school with, so.
Yeah.
And it was so we saved him once, and then she froze him to death. But he had a good one there. He just about got
a good run, man.
Got road rash on his wee wee, but he was okay.
Yeah, who hasn't, man? Who has? Right.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm trying to think. So what's going on up there? I know this is an odd time for us to record because you got...
I had a road rash on my wee-wee when I wrestled Jeff Ray. Let me tell you that right now. His beard was very scruffy. Very scruffy.
I know you got a big shindig to go tonight, and so we're off schedule. But,
yeah, my bat mitzvah is going on tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was your... what's the thing? The concierge?
Yeah, my concierge. Kinsiera,
thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't know. My kids have a school function tonight.
Yeah.
I think it's the last one of the year, actually, so.
Yeah, they graduating?
Yeah, they're graduating. And so if you want to send money to them, Bob, that'd be great. So if you want to.
I'll send them a card.
You send them a nice
card. I'll send them a card with some really hastily copied Tonya Harding pictures.
You know what? That would probably not be advisable.
Congratulations on your graduation. What the hell?
Is this woman giving that guy a handy or what?
Yeah, what is going on with these bad photocopies?
These horrible photocopies.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't send those to them.
Yeah, you sent those to me.
Oh boy. That was a much younger Miles Tuttle.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
The older, more mature Miles Tuttle would not send porn to the...
regular US mail. I don't know. I think you would, to be honest with you. I think you would.
Hey, speaking of the USPS, Manny, huh? Collecting food for the hungry.
Yeah, there you go. He's doing the bang-up job out there.
Yeah, congrats you and your brothers and sisters there for all your hard work.
That's true.
Good deal.
Should be proud, yes.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
I'm sure he is, yes.
So, yeah, Stamp Out Hunger was this last weekend, so...
Yeah, so if he's hungry.
Not just your own. I don't know if you interpreted it that way, but...
No, I actually did put out a whole bag of food.
And not just okra or something, right?
No, it wasn't just okra. It was baked beans and peas and okra.
It was whatever you accidentally purchased at the Aldi on the no label thing for 20 cents a can.
I guess if it has no label, they had to sell it cheap.
Yeah, it goes on the table if it has no label.
That's right.
So, yeah, that was good. Good deal.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's fantastic. So anything happening with you this week? I'm trying to think of something. I mean, I did a lot of stuff, but I can't. Other than it really isn't that funny a story, but other than my, what would I call her? My stepmother-in-law? Stepmother-in-law?
Your mistress?
No, my stepmother-in-law. Being super ornery to our waiter at a restaurant, I don't know what's going on.
I told you, bring it back different.
Yeah, no, she was just being silly. It was quite funny. This guy looked like, you ever see Demolition Man? You ever see that movie?
Demolition Man.
Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe.
Now, Wesley Snipes in that movie had a blonde top of his hair.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like with the sides cut really short.
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah.
That's what our waiter had at this place. He had a blonde. He was this African-American guy. He didn't look like Wesley Snipes, but he had blonde hair on top and then, regular darker hair on the sides. It was pretty interesting looking. And he was a character and a half, so. But she was just, I don't know, giving him grief about Mother's Day and everything. He said something to the table next to us, Happy Mother's Day to these ladies, and she goes, hey, I didn't get that. He comes over and he apologizes. Oh, my God, but our food took forever. So.
I'm sorry.
It was too funny, though. I mean, you had to be there kind of thing. But she was just like, every time the guy would walk through, I don't know if she liked him or what the deal was. But I don't know if she likes, you know, the blonde-haired black guy or what.
I think she liked him.
Oh, yeah, she does. That's true. He was gay. He was very flamboyantly gay. Mm-hmm. That's true.
She just liked other gay men.
Oh, that's true. Okay, my wife is telling me she has an affinity for gay men.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was the deal. But so anyway, my wife didn't like her food, but everybody else had good food as far as I could tell. So everybody else had good food. But
What did you have?
Actually, I shared a pizza with my stepmother-in-law. We shared a big pizza that had, it was like a traditional Italian pizza. I don't know what tradition it was from, but it was good.
Yeah. Oh God. Yes. Yeah.
What?
No, because I was just in, I noticed this Greek lady. She's like friends with my wife.
Yeah.
And she has to bring in that she's Greek all the time, which is fine. You know?
Right, yeah. Well, you know, you'd be proud of your heritage. You're always talking about being Polish and whatnot. So.
Well, yeah, but that's different. I mean, you know.
What's so different about it?
Well, I mean, you know, Polish people rule the world.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I had a conversation with, a straight from Poland Polish guy today. And he had all these deals. He was telling me about all his deals he gets. And I'm like, hey, how do I get in on this? He's like, you're not Polish.
Wait, deals? Wait, well, for being
Polish? You got
Polish?
A car. You got a deal for in this car. You got a deal on this other thing. And I'm like, what? I go, how do you get all these deals? He's like, I'm Polish.
I'm Polish.
So he has a much thicker accent. And he goes, and I go, really? That's all there is to it? And he's like,
that's all you need.
You got to know the right people. That's what he said. I'm like, I don't know any people. I go, you don't have a guy. I don't have a guy. You got to hook up with
him. You got a
guy. I'm not Polish enough, though.
Polish people have guys?
This guy, he is, you know, like, born in Poland, raised in Poland, come over here. He's retired now, but I see him from time to time. And he come to see me today and at work. And we were talking, and he got a new car. I said, what kind of new car you got? You got this new Toyota Avalon, which is like the Cadillac of Toyotas.
Yeah.
It's fancy, right?
Right.
And I'm like, hey, where'd you get hooked up with that? He's like, oh, I got a deal from this guy. It's a 2009, but it's all right.
I got a guy.
I'm like, what'd you pay?
Yeah.
Tells me what he pays for it. And he's like, yeah, they're worth more than that, but I got a deal.
Nice.
I'm like, what's up with that? I'm Polish.
I don't understand. What does that have to do with anything?
I guess the guy who sold him the car was Polish as well. I don't know. It was like an inside club or something. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know there was some like hair club for men or something.
But he's also got connections in Chicago, so I don't know.
Okay, yeah, they do stick together.
I'm just saying that. Well, that's where the Kirtle Bomb is, so.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he's got all kinds of Polish connections, so.
He does. Yes, he does.
I'm saying he's in Chicago.
I see he's sporting some kind of beard or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm not sure if that works with his weak chin, but
you're terrible. What are you talking about? You had a beard; it would look like a flag hanging off your face.
I gotta be jealous of him. God, he can grow more of a beard than I can.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez, Louise.
I know,
but he's got the hookup on the Polish business. I don't know.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes.
So you know.
Yes, 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 yes. Right.
Yeah. You know, that's what my guy told me. He goes to Chicago quite a bit now. He's retired. And he got the hookup.
Going to Chicago.
So, I mean, I just had like this sexual orientation adventure this weekend so far.
Presumably gay waiter, and I'm sorry, we're not allowed to say that.
Well, he was gay. He was pretty well gay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we're allowed to say that or not.
Oh yeah.
You can say okay that. To say that. Okay.
So, but anyway, yeah, it's just you know, interesting.
Yeah. No, that's good.
But nothing like super, you know, nothing super funny or anything. So.
Yeah. We met kind of a weird guy this weekend. I mean, he turned out being nice. You ever talk to someone like at first, you're like, uh-oh, weirdo alert, you know.
Wow, that was you because you had this you had this pen with like a sheath on it that said, had your name on there. And then I'm like, what's that? And you're like, I got this in Mexico. Do you remember this encounter? This is our first. This is how I met Miles. We were in college together.
Oh my God! This guy remembers a lot. This guy stalks me.
No, I don't stalk.
He's got a diary.
I sat behind you in film 101.
Yeah.
And you had this pen, and it had your name. It was like crocheted or something. I don't know what the hell it was. It had your name on it, and I'm like, "What's that?" And you're like, "Hey, it's my name. I got it in Mexico, where I met the Bueno sisters." And you launch into this whole bit, you know. So talk about weird guys, you know, at first. Just saying.
You know, I don't remember that.
You don't remember? And you kept saying, like, weird stuff. It was weird. It was a weird
encounter.
You do remember the pen, though, don't you?
No. I had a pen that had some crocheted holder to it with my name on it.
Yes. And you loved it. You were writing with it. You're talking up this pen like it was something special. And I was like, it looks like a big pen with a crocheted rubber on it or something.
You know how I smuggled this pen out of Mexico?
Out of my ass. And you went, I go, really? I go, is that your name on there? You're like, yeah, I got it in Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. That sounds cool to me. God. You're a weird guy. You went on and on about this pen.
I wish to go back in the time machine and see myself do this because I don't remember.
Yeah. You're all, you know, you're all super skinny and slunched over in your chair. And
I don't.
Then you were friends with Sarge, right, in that class.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was kind of friends, you know, you and I became friends during that time. I never went over to Sarge's house, but evidently you did. But I thought Sarge was gay. I didn't go to his house.
Yeah.
You didn't seem to pick up on that.
Hey, I don't. Hey, well, how can I judge, man?
Only yeah, I don't know. You were way more, you know, whatever.
Hey, whatever. He got free food, and movies, man. Let's go.
That's true. Oh, he fed you. That was the lock in. Oh yeah, right there. He's like, hey, you want to come over and watch a Kubrick movie?
Yeah.
And I'll make you some hot dogs or something, and you're all over it.
Yeah.
That was all she wrote right there.
Yeah. Well, I don't, man.
You don't remember any of this, apparently.
God, I've had some head injuries, you know.
Yeah, I know. That was before we met, though, I think.
Yeah, I've taken some blows to the head, you know, so I don't really know.
I don't remember, like, other than getting drunk over at Susie's house and at the hangar, I don't remember any other head injuries.
I remember hit by a van.
I remember you hit by a van.
Yeah, I did.
It was lightly, but you still got some money out of that.
Yeah.
I got a free dinner.
Yeah.
You don't remember this, seriously.
Yeah, I do remember. I don't remember having some weird crocheted pen or something.
You did have, and I commented on it.
No, come on.
I believe that was one of our first interactions, was me commenting on your pen, and you just thought it was like the cat's meow. You're like, yeah, I got this fucking pen, and you got nothing.
No, come on.
That's the way you were, I swear. I don't know why I'd rather...
Okay, speaking of pens, okay, I remember meeting you in class, and you're there, like, sucking on your pen, like, there's no tomorrow.
I don't believe that. I don't recall that.
It was weird.
I'm not really a pen sucker.
I don't know if you were eating it or what you were doing, but yes, you had this thing in your mouth, like, 24/7.
No, you're thinking of Clark.
No, man. He never. No, come on.
Yeah, Clark would chew on pens. I swear.
No, you were like eating the pen.
I was not eating the pen.
Yeah, you were doing like the old tongue in your cheek thing. I mean, you were getting all weird with it. And
I don't think that's so crazy.
It was
you're
weird.
You're just making stuff up now because I remembered this weird aspect. So anyway, tell me your story about the weird guy.
I don't know if I want to, man. I don't even know to.
Why?
Oh. We were at out of town function thing for kids, and the kids wanted some adults to stay behind and watch the purses and you know whatnot, and you know
what, so they let you do this?
Well, my wife made me. I mean, I didn't have to.
Okay, well, there you go.
I wasn't the first choice.
I need you to watch my purse and this $500 dog.
Yeah, so I'm like going through all these purses, getting all the money out.
My teacup poodle. Yeah, you're like, you're going, I could see you. This is how Miles operates. Number one thing is he makes it into a game. So he's like pad or pawn, right? Pad or tampon. And then he starts rifling through the bags to see which they use. So he lines them all up.
Uh-oh.
Pad or pawn, and then he chooses, right? Like, you probably had somebody else with you. Pad or pawn, and then you guys go through and find out if it's a pad or a tampon. That's
nice.
That's a game you would play.
That's disgusting.
What are you talking about? We used to guess bra sizes all the time. That was a game.
Well, that's different.
Weight and bra sizes. You wouldn't do the pad or pawn thing?
Not really, no. That's none of my business.
I could see you doing that rifle. And you're like, oh, look. Tic Tacs. Fantastic. Take some of those.
Yeah.
Get some gum. Ooh, look. Freshen up. Ooh, that's got the juice in the middle. Yeah. Love it. You'd do that as well, I think.